Blog Talk Radio. Welcome to Set Free Live, brought to you by Set Free Outreach Ministries. It is our prayer that the word of the Lord will be a blessing to you. We pray that as you listen, the Holy Spirit will enlighten, encourage, and inspire you in your walk with the Lord. Let's go now into the word of the Lord. Be blessed.
We're longing for your hand to guide us to a place where you can cleanse us with your rain. Baptize us once again. We thirst for you.
Praise the Lord, beloved. I do apologize. Praise God, my microphone was not on. Praise God, you're listening to Set Free Live. Set Free Live is brought to you by Set Free Outreach Ministries. I am Apostle Deborah Taylor. Praise God, and we are on the air. Amen. Praise the Lord. We in a time of intercessory prayer this morning, we just pray that the word of the Lord will be an encouragement to you. Amen. As you pray, as you seek the face of God, praise the Lord. Amen. We do invite you to call in if you have a special prayer request on this morning. Praise God. Our call-in number is 718-664-9578. Praise God. Amen. So some of you may think that we're not on, but we're on. Praise God. And we're going before the Lord in prayer. Amen. We want to share a song with you this morning as we pray. Amen. As we seek the face of God, simply tell the Lord yes. Beloved, God wants us to surrender all to him. He desires for us to give him our heart, our spirit, our soul. Everything belongs to God. And as you surrender completely to God, to the will of the Lord, amen, he will come in. Amen. He will do in your life what only he can do. Praise the Lord. So as we pray and as you hear the words of this song, simply tell the Lord yes. Thank you, Jesus. Worship the Lord with us as we go before the Lord this morning in prayer.
Amen.
Father God, we thank you for this hour of prayer. We thank you, Lord God, that you've allowed us, God, one more time to come before you. And Father God, we lift up your people today, Father God. First of all, we just want to worship you. And we thank you, God, for your loving kindness and your tender mercy. Father, we appreciate you for all that you're doing, all that you have done. We thank you, Father God, for keeping us, Father God, in our right minds. We thank you, Father God, just for being God all by yourself, Lord God. And Lord God, as we come before you this morning, Father God, we just worship you. We thank you, Father God, for just all that you are, Father God. We want you to be Lord in our lives, God. We desire to yield everything to you, Father God, on today. We love you, Father. We appreciate you, oh God. Hallelujah, because God, you are so worthy. Oh God, we love you today. We ask God that you move in this prayer. Father God, that you would minister, God, under the anointing of the Holy Ghost. Father, there are many needs, Father God, that have come before us this week. Father God, people that are sick in body, Father God. Those that are suffering with cancer, Father God. Lord God, those that are suffering in their body with various ailments, God. Sicknesses, God, infirmity, God. Oh, Father God, we ask right now that you, by the power of the Holy Ghost, would touch, God, that you would transform, that you would transition lives, God, in the mighty name of Jesus. We love you, Father God. We thank you, God, because we know that you are a healer, God, according to your word, God. Jesus came that we might be free in our body, in our soul, and in our mind, God. So we thank you, Father God. We thank you, God, that the blood of Jesus is applied, God, to every sin, every sickness, Father God. We thank you that the blood washes, the blood covers. Oh, God, we thank you right now, Father God. Lord, we lift up those that are bereaved today, those that have lost loved ones, Father God. Oh, my God, we ask that you would, Father God, that you would comfort, that you would strengthen. Oh, dear Lord, that you by your spirit and by your power, oh, God, would come in and do the work that only you can do in the name of Jesus. We thank you right now, Father God. Oh, yes, Lord, hallelujah. We thank you, God, because we know you to be a deliverer. We know you to be a way maker, Father God. We ask, Father God, that you would make a way, Father God, where there seems to be no way. In the name of Jesus, we love you now, God. Oh, God, strengthen your people everywhere, Father God. Lord, we ask that you would touch your leaders right now, Father God. Lord God, that you, by your power, by your spirit, by your anointing, would touch your pastors. Oh, Father God, your apostles and prophets, God, evangelists, oh, God. Father God, touch the lay ministers, Father God. Lord God, touch the body of Christ as a whole today. Father God, there is much hurt in the body, God. There's much turmoil in the body, Father God. But we're trusting you, oh God, to intercept, God, to intercept, God, every demonic spirit, every demonic force, God, that would come against your leaders, your men servants, your maid servants, Father God. Oh God, leaders, Father God, that are falling into sin, God. Leaders, God, that have fallen, God. Leaders that have, oh my God, not represent you according to your word. And Father God, what you would desire, Father God, we're asking you, dear Lord, that you would, oh God, intercept and that you would move, God. Father God, that you would send a healing, God, that you would send restoration, Father God. Oh God, that you would deliver, Father God. Father God, help us, Lord God. Lord God, that as we proclaim your word, that we would stand in holiness, that we would stand in truth, we would stand in righteousness, Father God. But God, we would not be men and women of that are hypocritical, Father God, that say one thing and do another, Father God. But help us, God, that our lives will be pure, clean, and holy, Father God. Clean up the body, Father God. Do the work that only you can do, God, in the body of Christ. Father, we just need you to do it. I lift your heart. I clean, God. Oh, my God, our speech will be speeding. God, to your word, God. Oh, my God. To the God. Trust you, God. Oh, God. We say, pour out our hearts to you today. Father, pay all on you today. Oh, God. Move to a new by your power and by your faith. We bind every evil word out of witchcraft. We bind every curse. to abort the plan. Every word that would bring criticism, God, pull it down in the name of Jesus. Oh, God, we come to even the very spirit of forced assassination, Father God. We abort the enemy's plan. We thwart his plan in the name of Jesus. Oh, God, we thank you right now for insight. Insight according to your word, Father God, to know how to pray, Father God. Oh, God, every word that would come against your leaders, Father God. Oh, God, we call it down in the name of the Lord. Father God, we thank you right now that we will be the men and women of God that you are calling forth for, God. We are thanking you, Father God, that we will be the army that you're calling for, God, that the Holy Ghost would reign supreme in our lives, would rule and super rule, Father. We're thanking you right now. We come against every warlock spirit, every witchcraft spirit, every spirit of the wizard in the name of Jesus. Come against it right now in the name of the Lord. We take authority over witchcraft. We take authority over manipulation. We take authority over control. We take authority over Jezebel, over Ahab. Now, in the mighty name of Jesus, every bit of uncleanness, Father God, that you would clean up, that you would go down, God, and do a deep work. Right now, Father God. Lord, you begin to minister, God, from the east coast to the west coast, Father God. To sweep out, God. Begin to cleanse, Father God. Go ahead, God, everything. God, the field, God. The battle on the field, God. The problems that are on the field, God. Oh, my God, you go forth, God. You begin to cleanse, God. God, I'm asking you to purify. Purify. Oh, God, put it on that. Walk down, God, because it's a narrow walk. This is a straight walk. Like, become God. God, even the false prophets, God, that have gone, God, and gone out, God, and raped the body of Christ, stripped the body of Christ of the power of the anointing, Father God. Oh, God, pull down, God, the false prophet. Pull down, God, the false teachers, God. Pull down, God, the false apostles, God, in the name of Jesus. God, we thank you right now. We praise you, God. Oh, God, we worship you. God, we magnify you. God, we lift you up, oh, God. God, we believe you to do the work, God, again, that only you can do, Father God. Oh, God, we thank you for our leaders today. Oh, God, I thank you, God, for my pastor, God. My leaders, Lord God, I want you to touch them this morning, Father God. Lay your hand on their lives, Father God, in the name of Jesus. Lord, we lift them up before you right now, God. Oh, God, we ask that you continue to give wisdom, Father God, in the name of Jesus. Thank you for good overseers. Thank you for godly men and women of God, Father God, that will spare not, God, but that will cry loud, Lord God. God, men and women, God, oh, God, that is preaching and teaching your word, Father God. So we lift up the pause right now, Father. We ask that you strengthen them right now, Father God. Oh, God, we lift up, Father God, the Baltans right now, Father God. We ask that you strengthen them right now. Your manservant, your main servant, God, touch right now, Father God. Lord, I thank you, God, for what you're doing. I thank you, Father God. I thank you, God, for good oversight, God. Leaders, God, that love you, Father God. Oh, God, minister to them right now, Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus. God, we lift you up, oh God. We bless you right now, Father God. Lord, touch the children today, Father. Those that are in school, God. Lord God, you anoint them, God. Lord God, you get a range of their mind, God. Lord God, let them know, Father God, how much you love them, Father God. Let them know, Father God, how much you care, God. Lord God, those that are suffering depression, God, oppression, God. Oh my God, bound in their mind, bound emotionally, bound, Father God. Oh my God, not free in their soul, God. Father God, bring liberty, God, in the name of Jesus. Father, we thank you right now. Oh, God, touch, Lord God. Oh, God, we bind the very spirit of suicide. We bind that hopeless spirit right now in the name of Jesus. We take authority over it right now, Father God. Oh, God, we thank you right now that you're giving wisdom to the parents, God, to know how to raise their children and bring them up in the nurture and admonition of the Lord. Father God, because your word declares that our children, oh, God, will be taught of the Lord, and great will be their peace and undisturbed composure. So, Father God, we thank you, Lord, that as you give insight and wisdom how to lead the children, how to raise the children, God, that we would do it, Father, with excellence and integrity. God, we thank you right now, Father God. Oh, God, we bless you right now, Father God. Lord, I thank you for every ministry that is going forth, God, that's going forth under the unction of the Holy Ghost. Lord God, I thank you for those that are preaching the uncompromised gospel. Father God, I want you to strengthen your people today. Strengthen your men servants. Strengthen your maid servants, Father God. Oh, my God, we thank you for what you're doing, God. We bless you right now, Father God. Oh, God, you minister, God. Let the pure gifts be in operation, Father God. Lord God, the gift of wisdom, the gift of word of knowledge, God. Oh, God, the gift of healing, the gift of miracles, God. The gift of faith, God. The gift of prophecy, Father God. The gift of tongues and interpretation of tongues, Father God. Lord God, every gift, Father God, that you have laid in the body, God, let it be in operation, Father God, but let it be under the direction of the Holy Ghost, Father God, as it was in the church of Acts, Father God. We ask, Lord God, that you would, oh God, raise up the church, God, to be the church of Acts, Father God. Lord God, that we would, oh God, be the apostles that you're calling forth for in this hour, God, the sent ones, God, those that you're sending in, Father God, different areas of the world, God, the United States and throughout the world, God, to establish, God, to set order, Father God. Oh my God, we thank you, God. We thank you that this is a year of divine government, God. We thank you that this is a year of judgment, but it's also a year of establishment, God, where you're establishing the kingdom even more. You're establishing the kingdom in us, oh God. So we thank you for what you're doing. We thank you for this transition time, God. We thank you for this time of transformation, Father God, time of transference, God. We thank you for it right now, Father God. So God, you continue the work that you have begun, God. Help us, God, to keep our eyes on you, God, to set our faces as flint, to do only your will, Father God, not our will, but God, let your will be done in the mighty name of Jesus. So, Father God, we're thanking you now that you're pulling down strongholds, God. Oh, God, that you're releasing, God, those that have been in prison, God, both naturally and spiritually, Father God. Those that are bound even in their minds right now, chains and fetters, God. Those, God, that have been locked down in their spirit, God. Father God, we ask, God, that you bring release, God. We ask, Father, for freedom in the Holy Ghost in the mighty name of Jesus. So, God, we thank you, God, that as this word goes out, as this prayer goes out, Father God, that it will go and it will minister, Father God, to every heart, God. We thank you for your anointing, God. Holy Ghost, you speak to your people in a mighty way, in a special way. Father, we love you. We thank you, God, for what you're doing. We thank you, God, that your word is being declared and decreed, Father God. Help us to stay up on the wall, God. Help us to keep our eyes upon you, Father God. We thank you for Set Free Outreach Ministries on today. We ask that you touch and that you minister, Father God. We ask, God, that you save souls, God, that you deliver, God, oh God, by the power of the Holy Ghost. We thank you for wisdom. We thank you for direction. We thank you for knowledge right now. We thank you for Women of Power Ministries, Father God. We thank you, God, that this is a work, God, that you have declared, you have decreed, God, you've called forth, God. So we thank you, God, that we will go forth and we will equip the men and women of God to embrace the call of God on their lives. Father God, we thank you for the upcoming conference, God. We thank you, Father, for what you're going to do, Father God. We thank you, God, for how you're ministering even now. You touch every speaker, Father God. You touch every workshop instructor, God. Those, God, that are preparing, Father God, put the word down in their bellies, God. In the name of Jesus, we thank you, God, for our nation's capital. We thank you for touching our president, God. We're asking you, dear Lord, to have your way. We need you in our world. We need you in our nation, Father God. Oh, God, God, get a hold of America. Get a hold of the people, Father God. Shake us to the very foundation of our souls, God. Oh, my God, you do, God, what only you can do, Father God. Lord, look on those, God, that were, oh, God, harmed and destruction came as a result of the tornadoes, God, that took place this past week, Father God. Lord, we ask that you touch, God, that you minister, Father God, that, Lord God, the message that even in this that you're trying to convey to the people, God, that we will hear what you're saying, Father God. Give us a heart, give us an ear to hear what you're saying in the Holy Ghost. Help us to walk in the vein of the Holy Ghost. Help us to be sensitive to you, Father God. Oh, my God, and give way over to you, Father God. And I ask that you expose sin, Father Father God. Don't allow sin to be hidden, Father God. Those, Father God, that have hidden agendas, Father God, in the name of Jesus, we abort the plan of the enemy right now. Those that have plans to do harm to others, Father God, you see it right now, and you know, Father God. So we come against the enemy. We come against every plan, every scheme, every trick of the enemy, every wile of the enemy. God, that you will abort the enemy's plan in the name of Jesus. God, we thank you now. We give you praise, God. Oh, God, we thank you for what you're doing. God, you have your way. Have your way, Father God. Oh, God, open up the eyes of your people, Father God. Give us eyes to see and ears to hear, Father God. Continue to speak to your prophets, Father God. Continue to give pure word, Father God. Oh, God, those that you're giving word to, Father God. Oh, my God, let them go forth, Father God, in the name of Jesus. We thank you for every apostle today. We thank you, Father God, that you are, oh, God, restructuring the church, Father God. You're restructuring your body, Father God, to walk in your kingdom. Oh, my God, give us to know how to walk righteously, to walk holy before you, Father God. We thank you, God. We give you praise now. We magnify the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. Help us to proclaim your word. Help us to decree your word in the name of Jesus. We love you now, Father God. Now you continue the work, God, that you have begun. Father God, as your men servants and maid servants and handmaids go forth, God, even on tomorrow, even on tonight, Father God, as prayer goes on, God, as services go on, Father God. Lord, there's a lot of churches that still have services on Saturday evening, Father, deliverance services and prayer services. Father God, going on even this morning, Father God. Let your will be done, Father God. Oh God, your divine, perfect will be done in the body of Christ among your people right now. We believe you, God, to do it. We trust you to do it, God. Oh God, we lay faith to you right now. We lay claim unto you, Father God, unto your word. Oh God, we thank you, God, that you're going forth now. Oh God, your word is a sharp sword. Oh God, your word is quick and it is powerful and it is sharper than a two-edged sword, Father God, and it goes down to pierce. It goes down and divides, God, down in the marrow of the bone. So God, we thank you now. We praise you, Father God. Lord God, you have your way. Have your way, Holy Ghost, in the mighty name of Jesus. We love you. We appreciate you, Father. Lord, truly, there is none like you. God, there's none like you. There is none like you, Father. Oh, God, we will continue to praise you. We will continue to worship you, oh, God, in the beauty of holiness. God, give us a view of holiness, God. Give us a thirst for holiness, a thirst for righteousness, God. Oh, my God, that you be formed in us. Hallelujah. You are our hope of glory. You are our all in all, God. Oh, God, you're the supplier of all of our needs. And God, you said that if we would pray, if we would humble ourselves and we would turn from our wicked ways, God, you would heal us. You would come in. You would heal our land, Father. You would turn things, God, around, Father God. So we do need you, God, to heal our land. We need you to come in, Father God, as never before, God. So God, we're trusting you. God, we're depending on you. Oh, God, our eyes are upon you to fight our battles, Father God. Every battle that comes our way, Father God, we're giving it over to you, Father God. God, we're waiting on you, Father. Help us not to do anything, God, outside of your will, but let your divine perfect will be done and help us walk in your perfect will. So, Father, we thank you today. We receive your word today. We thank you for your anointing. We thank you for your presence. Oh, God, hallelujah. Now, God, we love you. We magnify you. We lift you up, oh, God. We will continue to praise you. We will continue to give you glory. We will continue to worship you, oh, God. Oh, Father, God, meet every need, God, seen and unseen, known and unknown, in the mighty name of Jesus. We love you now, Father. You touch that one that feels hopeless, that one that feels helpless, that one that feels like nobody cares, Father God. Let them know, God, that you care. Let them know, God, that you love them. Let them know, hallelujah, that you, God, are on their side in the name of Jesus. Minister right now by the power of the Holy Ghost. We love you. We appreciate you right now. We thank you, God, for touching that one right now, that one, God, that wants to take their life, that one that has the gun in their hand right now. We bind the work of the enemy. We bind hopelessness. We bind the suicide spirit right now in Jesus' name. Cause them to drop that weapon. Cause them not to take their life. The one that has the pills in their hand, ready to take those pills. Father God, you cause them to drop those pills and fall to their knees and begin to cry unto you, to begin to call on your name in the name of Jesus. Father God, that minister right now that feels like giving up right now, that pastor that feels like giving up right now, Father God, touch right now. You touch and you go right to them right now, Father God, in the name of Jesus. Abort the plan of the enemy. Abort the plan of the devil. Abort the plan of every demonic power and every demonic force that would come at the mind right now. Oh, Father God, I pray that their mind would be renewed by the Spirit of God. Oh, God, that you would come in and give peace, that you would come in and give rest, that you, by your anointing, God, would move right now. Minister right now in the name of Jesus. Go into the prison right now, Father God. Go to that one right now that feels like there is no hope. There will never be a dawning of a new day, but you go in and you minister right now by the power of the Holy Ghost. Oh, God, we thank you right now. Oh, God, we thank you, God, for touching that young mother, Father God, that young mother that feels like giving her children away. Father God, touch her right now. Touch her in her mind, God. Oh, God, make a way for her. Supply her needs right now in the name of Jesus. God, we thank you. Help her not to give her children up, God. Help her to know, God, that you gave those children. Children are a blessing of the Lord, God. So, God, help her right now. Touch right now, Father God. Oh, God, minister by your spirit and by your power, God. We love you. We appreciate you right now. Oh, God, we thank you for what you're doing. We thank you right now, that pastor right now that's about to make the wrong decision, that's about to walk in error. Father God, touch right now. Touch right now, Father God. Get a range of the mind in the name of Jesus. Oh, Father, do what only you can do, God. Oh, God, touch right now. Touch right now. Father, you minister right now in the mighty name of Jesus. We thank you. Oh, God, we love you. We love you. We love you for what you're doing. We thank you right now. Oh, God, continue the work that you have begun. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Beloved, be encouraged. God is on your side. I am soliciting you today, and I am encouraging you today to keep your eyes on the Lord. Continue to seek the face of God, because God will work things out for you. Amen. God is a good God, and he is worthy to be praised. We thank the Lord today for prayer. We want you to remain walking in the vein of the Holy Ghost. Praise God. Keep your eyes on the Lord, beloved, because God does love you and he does care. And that one that's going through great trial right now, I want to speak to you, let you know that God is walking right beside you. Wait on the Lord. Wait on the Lord. Wait on the Lord. Don't be in a hurry to make a drastic decision, but wait on God, because God will give you instruction. He will tell you exactly what to do. Amen. He will give you exactly what you need to do in this hour. Wait on God. Know that God loves you, beloved, and know that he cares. Until we meet on our next broadcast, I pray the Lord will continue to bless you and keep you. You have been listening to Set Free Live. Set Free Live is brought to you by Set Free Outreach Ministries. Until we meet again, it is my prayer that God will keep his hand on your life. Be blessed in the name of the Lord Jesus. God bless you.
Thank you for listening to Set Free Live. Set Free Live is brought to you by Set Free Outreach Ministries. If you would like more information about our ministry, we invite you to visit our website at www.setfreeoutreachministry.org. If you would like to sow into our ministry, you may do so by clicking the donate button on our homepage. We encourage you to email us your prayer requests, praise reports, or comments at Set Free Outreach Ministries at Hotmail.com. You may also write us at Set Free Outreach Ministries, P.O. Box 2456, Pueblo, Colorado 81004. Until our next broadcast, keep looking up, beloved, and know that God is working all things out just for you, because he loves you and he cares.
A place where you